the question was asked, being that we learned that there are limudim in drashos, there are derivations from the verse which have biblical weight, and then there are asmachta, there are concepts that the verse indicates the Torah promotes the concept but doesn't obligate it. So then why is there this delineation in the Torah? And whenever we ask a why question about God, so you got to ask Him, but we can understand, we can infer that Hashem wanted certain things to be obligated by the Torah. Those are the things that are written overtly. Those are the things that are derived. And then there are things which are asmachto, or which the concept is indicated in the Torah, where Hashem left it up to the sages to decide when to implement the concept. Meaning, Hashem revealed to us that the concept, for example, the concept of netilat yadayim, washing hands, is one that the Torah promotes, but the Torah doesn't obligate. And Hashem left it up to the sages to decide when to institute it, in what scenarios, and how strictly. So the sages initially instituted washing hands only for truma, only for holy foods. Now later on they tried to expand it to other foods as well, and the people revolted. The people said no. The people didn't want, the people didn't accept. It took generations until they could get the people to approve a rabbinic institution of washing your hands for bread, washing your hands for eating other things. The Torah indicated the concept is there, but the Torah did not obligate it. And the Torah left it up to the rabbis to do according to their discretion, where this is part of where orthodoxy leaves that leeway, where the rabbis have the responsibility to gauge the times and gauge the people. And in this area, they have to decide when and to what extent they should institute this institution. So the Torah didn't obligate it, but the Torah gave them the tools and the responsibility to decide when to implement it. And you went quite a few centuries before it was implemented. It was implemented a half a millennium later by King Solomon, and then another half a millennium later by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So it went in stages based on what the rabbis saw, based on the needs that they saw. So there are areas where the Torah leaves it up to the rabbis of the day. Now we say that the rabbis of the day cannot go against the Torah. What the Torah obligates is eternal, and that's orthodoxy, where we don't play games with what the Torah obligates, and we have a very exacting tradition as to what strengths we do and don't have in interpreting the Torah, and our responsibility is to be faithful to our tradition. At the same time, there are areas where the Torah left it up to the rabbis, and they define for us what is obligated when. And this is one of those areas. Fair enough? Yeah. Okay.